Thank you. If you mention Lord bless you so much. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. We thank God for His grace. We thank God for His mercies. We want to go straight into the Lord, the word of the Lord. Then we will be out of here to the glory of God, our Father. Jesus be praised. Amen. Is somebody ready for the word of the Lord? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you set? My God and my Father, we give you praise, Father. In the name of Jesus, your name be praised and adored. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Let God be true and every man be false. My God and my Father. My God and my Father. We give you praise. May your name be praised and adored. May your name be praised and adored. You are highly lifted, Lord. You are highly lifted, Lord. Be God over our minds. Be God over our spirits. Man, no shetel ever do what I am. Monkolo Boshaya. Pala baba baba baba. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. You are Lord. Your name be lifted. Your name be praised. My God. My God. Be highly exalted in the name of Jesus. Tara doshata. So heaven is real and death is alive. So we are praying. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your grace that you have released. Come and do that which only you can do. In the name of Jesus. It is under your grace that we function, not of works, not of ability, in the name of Jesus. You be praised. You grant us the grace. You grant us the power. You grant us the tenacity. You grant us the wisdom. We give you praise. Be king over our minds. Be king over our bodies. Be king over our concentration, in the name of Jesus. At the end, your name be praised, and do that which only you can do. Come and teach us like never before. And Master Jesus, we are ready for you. We are ready for your counsel. We are ready for your wisdom. We are ready for that which only you can do. Manush kele badiata. Ye nolobo sire. Come and do that which only you can do. We love you, Jesus. 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 Karanavasata. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. If you are here, just type glory. Glory to Jesus. Glory to our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we started with our Kings and Queens series. And wow, it has been amazing. It has been amazing. Amazing mysteries each and every day. God is teaching us things. Hallelujah. We know that today too, the Lord will send us deeper. Amen. Over the past days, we've learned a lot about kings and we've learned a lot about queens. And that is the model of our study. Hallelujah. Kings and queens are our model for this study. Hallelujah. We started by saying that life is for observers. And if you are not vigilant enough, and if you don't study the terrain enough, and if you don't study how things are going enough, even though you will believe in, yet you would miss a whole lot of things. So we ended yesterday at the wisdom of kings. Then we moved from the wisdom of kings. Then we tackled the wealth of kings and then of queens. Hallelujah. So today too, we are continuing. Hallelujah. The revelation of kings and queens. The revelation of kings and queens. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles. I'll read from my side so you can open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2 to 3. Proverbs 25, verse 2 to 3. The revelations of kings and queens. The Bible says in Proverbs 25, verse 2 to 3 that as the heavens for the height and the earth for the depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Hallelujah. So the heart of a king is unsearchable. The Bible is trying to tell us that the heart of a king is unsearchable. The heart of a king is unsearchable. It means that there are things that pertains to the heart of a king. You must understand that creator decides and creation discovers. If you understand this principle, you would see life easy. Hallelujah. You would see life easy. You would see life easy. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So God, who is our creator, He decides. Then we creation, we discover. So when you read the verse 2 of the Proverbs 25 where we read, the Bible says that it is in the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter. So God in his glory conceals a matter. It means that God in his glory hides certain things. Then we as kings and kings have to sit down to be able to search out a matter. So if you are not vigilant enough to know that you are born to discovery, you will sit here on the earth and a lot of things will pass by without you realizing it. Kings discover. It takes someone with the stature and the status as of a king or as a king to have a fuller understanding of another king. A king can sit down and watch what a different king, another king, is doing and can be able to comprehend and understand such a person. So there are things that somebody somewhere may not understand, but a king can be able to understand fully what another thing is doing and is implying.
David, who being a king, had a deeper insight and an awareness of the King of Kings, while having greater appreciation for him too. So David sat down and David understood. So there are things that David understood and there are things that David talked about that up to date, we also discussed them. And it was still quoted even in the New Testament. Why? Because David had the understanding of the Kings of Kings. I pray for somebody now in the name of Jesus, that may you have understanding to the revelations of our God. In the name of Jesus. 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 So kings will have greater comprehension of the majestic and the magnificent aspect of the King of Kings. Kings are able to better perceive some aspect of God's kingly nature and royal ways. In royal ways. When you read the Old Testament, this is one thing that was common that you always come by. You would find from the Old Testament that God often communicates directly with prophets and with kings through dreams and visions. Most especially, God will communicate with the king, and the king needs to run and call for an interpreter, someone who has the ability to interpret it for him. Why did God not directly always speaking to the prophet, so that the prophet will come directly to the king and tell the king? But there are a lot of times that God will directly speak to the king, and God expects the king to have understanding as to the things that he's showing him. So God always, oftentimes, speaks to kings through dreams and through visions. So there are times God sends these visions and dreams to warn them. At times God uses it to show the thing that he's about doing in their future and in the future of their reign. Therefore, kings must pay attention to some of the dreams and the visions that the Lord giveth. So therefore, kings should pay attention to the things that the Lord giveth. I pray for deeper understanding for you. In the name of Jesus. God is not dead. God still speaks. God is not dead. God is still speaking. God is not dead. God is still showing himself and proving himself strong. Hallelujah. So God will speak to Abimelech, and God will speak to Pharaoh, and God will speak to Nebuchadnezzar, and God will speak to David, and God will speak to kings like Solomon. All these happen through visions or dream. So for a king to have a better understanding, to be able to search out a matter, this person should be inclined to the visions of God and to the dreams of God. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you dreamt? When was the last time you had a vision? Most of times, God is speaking, but it's we, the people, who are not paying attention to the words of God. So as God speaks, instead of us to listen, our minds is always occupied with the thing that we are doing here on the earth. Never be too busy to escape the visions of God. Never be too tired to escape the dreams of God. God is speaking. Pay attention to what He's saying. So, when God gives you a revelation, He expects you to decipher the revelation. When God speaks to you, He expects you to decipher, to be able to break it down, to be able to bring it down. That is what God says, and that is what you should do. Many a times, God is speaking to people. God is communicating what He's about to do 10 years in a nation. God can speak to you, but the issue is that you are not attentive because you think that God always talks to you when you are praying. When you are praying. But that is not so. He speaks always. The Bible says that our God is the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. He changed not. If He heals today. If He heals today. If He talks today. Don't let social media wreck you off from what God says. Don't let the generation that we are in paint a picture of a God who does not talk, of a God who does not communicate, of a God who does not say things. It is some people who don't brag. It is some people who don't want to blow their horns. God speaks. Even in 2020, what God wanted to do, He spoke to His people. Even 2020, what God wanted to do, He spoke to His people. Nothing occurs to God, and therefore nothing should occur to the King who walks in line with the statuses of God. God don't wake up and say, "Oh, this thing just occurred to me." No, there is nothing like an occurrence to God. That something just occurred to God, it doesn't happen and will never happen. It will never happen. It will never happen. Before an accident happens, God communicates. You must be able to search out. Before God will do something, God will communicate. You must be able to search it out. You must be able to search it out. Before God, any major thing will happen in time. God steps into time. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will have the revelation of kings. You will have the revelation of kings. How can you have the revelation of kings? Be in tune with what God is doing. Don't ever wake up without communicating with the Holy Ghost. Don't think that the Holy Spirit is far away. Be assured that even in the washroom, the Holy Ghost is there. At the station, the Holy Ghost is there. At the airport, the Holy Ghost is there. Everywhere God talks, he speaks to his people. He communicates to his people. God can use symbols to talk to you. God can use chicken. And God can use cock plane to talk to you. God can use the move and the wave of winds to talk. It is in the glory of God to conceal a matter. But it is in the glory of kings to set out a matter. Kings set out. God conceals. Creator decides. Creation discovers. Creator decides. Creation discovers. So as you walk, there is a realm of the talk of God that God must talk to you, a believer, in any time. You see, the issue is that God is speaking. God is a talkative. God is a talkative. God has always been a talking God. You have become deaf and you have become blind. Even in Genesis, the number of God, even in Genesis 1 and 2, the number of what, where we see God said, to tell you that God is an original talkative, a very talking God, always talking, always communicating. But the issue is that his people has become blind and has become deaf. And his people has been designed in a way to see and to hear. But his people has willfully sold this ability out. And they say that, take the world, take our ears. The world, take our eyes. Now feed us with the things that will go against God. Feed us with the agenda that our faith in God will not be at its best. When God speaks, you must hear. When God speaks, you must hear. That is why the Holy Ghost is here. The Bible says, for there is a spirit in man, an inspiration of the Almighty. Give him understanding. Give him understanding. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from Nazareth, from the dead, lives in you, he shall quicken your mortal bodies. There is a spirit in man. The Holy Ghost was used as a down payment. So we have the Spirit of God in us. And as we are moving and we are going and we are doing our things, we must see and we must hear. Everybody should not be a prophet, but every believer must see. Everybody should not be a prophet, but every believer must hear. Hearing and seeing should be a realm for every believer. A hearing and seeing should be a perfect realm of possibility for every believer. The ability to hear and the ability to see. Even if you cannot hear, God speaks in his Bible. God speaks in his word. There are times that you are reading the Bible and you've read the same pages of scripture over and over, but there is a day that one thing hits you and it hits your spirit. Is an indication that God wants to talk to you, that God wants to speak to you, that God, the King of Kings, wants to communicate to the king in you, to the queen in you. But the issue is that his people has given it out. The fact that you heard God yesterday does not mean you must not hear God today. If you do that, you die. The fact that you heard God yesterday does not mean you should not hear him today. If you do that, you will die. Let me explain why I'm saying that. The Bible makes us understand that God told the prophet, go to the water brooks. I am going to send a raven to come and feed you. And the Bible says the prophet went and God sent a raven to come and feed him. And the Bible said, a time came that God spoke again. And when God spoke again, God said, now, move from this place. Move from this place and go to the widow at Zarephath. Go to the widow. Now I am going to make this widow at this place feed you. So the issue is that when God spoke the first time and the man of God listened, and when God spoke the second time and the man of God could not listen, the man of God could have been at the water brooks and hunger would have killed him. And the man of God would have thought that God has deceived him. God said that he will send water brooks to come. Yet God did not speak. Actually, there are a lot of people now in our generation who blames God for the happenings in their life. Yet it is because they cease to hear God one more time. They cease to hear God one more time. They cease to see the things. Hey, see beyond the natural. Every believer should be seen supernaturally. A supernatural seeing is not something mysterious. It is actually the natural realm of every believer. That when you see something in the natural, let your mind communicate to you that there is a supernatural living of that person. What have you discovered? Do you know that actually God can hide? God can hide a great business in a place where they are selling cocoa today. It takes a king to know that this place where they are selling cocoa, one day when I use this place as a shoe making site, it can one day compete with Gucci. Beloved, what are you discovering? What is your revelation? What is your revelation? Kings have revelation. What Oprah said, I am going back to my country. A queen by the name of Ruth said that even though Naomi does not have today, I will follow you. Your God will be my God, and your people will be my people. Little did Ruth know that a time is going to come that Boaz is hidden in the dryness of Naomi. In the dryness of Naomi was a Boaz. And little did they know that a time will come when they list the genealogy of Jesus Christ. When they list the genealogy of Jesus Christ, Boaz would be featured in there. It may not look like it today, but when you have revelatory eye, you can picture and bring it out. I pray for a revelatory eye for you. In the name of Jesus. I pray for a revelatory eye for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As your amen come, Let God give you revelation. As your amen come, let God give you revelation. Child of God, your eyes is not normal. Your eyes is not normal. Understand that your eyes, your ears, is your way to the spirit. Your eyes and your ears is your is the way to the spirit. I pray in the name of Jesus. Somebody pray for 1 minute. Tell God to give you a revelatory eye. Pray for 1 minute. Tell God to give you a revelatory eye. In the name of Jesus. Pray for 1 minute. My God, pray for 1 minute. Kala baba bashati. Pray for 1 minute. That is why Jesus said, you have eyes but can't see. You have ears but can't hear. It means there is a possibility for you to have an eye but you cannot see. There is a possibility for you to have an ear but you cannot see. Listen, be more convicted with the thing that you see, you know, with your eyes and with your ears than the thing that someone tells you. Grow to that level. The Bible makes us understand there was an old prophet and a young prophet. And God sent the young prophet. And God sent the young prophet to go to the town. God told the young prophet, do not go and eat. Fast. 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 That was what God told the young prophet. My God. My God. My God. That was the direction. God told the young prophet, as you are going, do not eat. In 1 Kings 13. But when the young prophet came, the Bible says the young prophet met an old prophet. And the old prophet said to the young prophet, prophet of God, God told me. He says, let's go to my house, let's go and eat. He says, but come back and come and eat bread with me. But a young prophet said, no, God told me I should not eat. God told me I should not eat. God told me I should not eat. But the issue is that the old prophet insisted. The old prophet says, I am a prophet, as you are. And an angel said to me, by the word of the Lord, bring him back to you, to your house, so that he may eat bread and drink water. While they were eating at the table, the word of the Lord came to the old prophet who had brought him back. He cried out to the man of God who had come from Judah. This is what the Lord says. You have defied the word of the Lord and have not kept the command of your God. You came back and ate bread and drank water in the place where I told you not to eat and drink. Therefore, your body will be hurried, will be buried in the tombs of your ancestors. The Bible says when the man of God finished eating and drinking, the prophet who had brought him back saddled his donkey for him, and he went on his way. A lion met him, and the lion killed him, and his body was left lying on the road with both the donkey and the lion standing beside it. The same thing. Be more convicted with the thing that you would hear yourself than the thing that somebody will tell you concerning what they saw, what they see. In this generation, in these times where you cannot even trust anybody, be more convicted that to what God is telling you. This is God. What saddens me is that the same guy who lied, God spoke through the same person again. The old prophet, God used the same old prophet to talk back to the young prophet. He says that, I told you not to eat, but you've eaten. You will die. And just as the old prophet said, God spoke to him. He died. Be more convicted, else you lose your throne, child of God. Let's go to the second thing. Let's deal with the fame and influence of kings and queens. Today, we've dealt with the wisdom of kings and queens. Let's deal with the fame and the influence of kings and queens. Let's read 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 17. 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 17. The Bible says that the fame of King David went out in all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. So the moment you meet David, because of the fame that God has given to him, you will fear. Take note of that word. As we are going deeper, you would understand something. Take note of that word. David became famous. Now let's come to Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1 to 2, the Bible makes us understand that Queen Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. And Queen Sheba came to test Solomon with questions, hard questions. The fame. Let's go to somebody. You might say, if David had fame and Solomon had fame, I'm not modeling my life. Jesus is the author and finisher of my faith. Jesus is my true example. Let's see what God talks about Jesus. Matthew 4, 23, the Bible says, and Jesus went about all in Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick people who are afflicted with various diseases and torment. Jesus' fame spread. The Bible says great multitude followed him in Galilee, in Decapolis, in Jerusalem, in Judea, and beyond Jordan. The fame of Jesus. So the issue is that David had fame. Solomon had fame. Jesus had fame. Just as all other kings had fame and influence. Listen to me, child of God. Fame is not a bad thing. Fame and influence is not a bad thing. God gives his people influence so that we can spread the kingdom business, so that we can stretch forth our circle and our sphere of influence. The issue is that when God gives you fame, do not kill people because of the fame that God has given you. Do not make people worship you because of your faith. But go to God. Just as David will go to God. And David will go to God and say, search me, O God, and know my anxious thoughts. Just as David will go to God and will tell God, search me, O God, and know my anxious thoughts. There are times God genuinely puts the love of you into the heart of many people. You could see that you don't know why this person loves you like that. The issue is that God orchestrated this. I pray that may you be influential. I pray that you be influential in the name of Jesus. May you be influential in the name of Jesus. May you be influential in the name of Jesus. Kings had faith. Kings had faith. Kings had faith. I remember a time king. The Bible says that David wanted to extend David wanted to be generous and wanted to extend his benevolence to one of the or any of the son of Jonathan. So David asks the question. He says, is there not someone in the house of Saul to whom I may show kindness of God because of Jonathan? David was generous. He wanted to be generous. He wanted to extend his generosity to somebody in the house of Saul. The Bible says, Ziba said, there is a lame guy, a lame son of Jonathan, who is from Lodibar. And the Bible says that David said, go for him. David said, go for him. The Bible says, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said to Mephibosheth and answered, here is your servant. So David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake. And I will restore the lands of Saul to you, your grandfather. You know, when we read that, when David had faith, the Bible says that fear of David. You see, when God gave you influence, naturally people will be afraid to get close. But you must be able to raise the bar of generosity, so that people can come to you. Do not be lord over people. But I pray for you that your fame will spread abroad. That you will not be wicked with your fame. Just as when we mention Jezebel, prophets should hide. Prophets were hidden in caves because of the fame of one ungodly queen. But you'll be very godly, that when people mention your name, they'll run to you for shelter, for accommodation, and for comfort. Very gracious, even in his faith. Solomon was also very famous, to the extent that a queen, King Sheba, would say, let me come Let me come from Ethiopia. Let me come and see the wisdom that is upon this guy. May kings come and worship you. May kings not come to necessarily worship you, but come and worship the God in you. May kings and queens leave their territory and come and honor the God on your life. May parliamentarians, when they get to you, honor the God in you. May politicians, presidents, heads of state, businessmen, entrepreneurs, when they meet you, let them come and give reverence and honor to their God in you. In you. Can you imagine this? That a whole king will say that I have lived my territory. I am coming to you. I am coming to you. It is rare, very rare. Very rare. Very, very rare. So kings have high profile. They are prominent people. Kings are influential figures. God, they are placed at an advantageous position. High-ranking officials to influence and shape the life of their people for their progress spiritually, economically, and physically. Kings and queens have unique privilege. They have position, they have power, they have influence, and they impact an entire nation. Or nations. Some do it good, some bad. So fame is not a bad thing. It's not necessarily bad. What you use the fame for makes your fame whether good or bad. May God never regret making you influential. May God never regret making you influential. May God never regret making you influential. There are people that when the fame came, they cursed God. And they began to talk just anyhow, because they have become influential. I remember one rich man in the Bible when he said, "My soul rejoice, eat and drink, for I have acquired everything for you. Eat and drink." The Bible says, "Foolish man, I will take your life from you tonight." And that very night, that very night too, That person died. That person died. May you use your fame wisely.
may you use your fame wisely. The influence that God will give you, let it not be something which will be negative for you. Listen to the testimony of Lucifer. How have you fallen from heaven, oh Lucifer, son of the morning? How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into the heavens, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit on the mount of the congregation on the farther side of the north, I will ascend above the heavens and the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. I will be like the Most High. When Satan had the influence, he wanted to be like God. Then the Bible says, yet you will be brought down to Sheol, the lowest depth of the pit. May you use your fame for good. May you use your fame for good. When God gives you influence, use it for the betterment of the kingdom. I have known people whereby just university positional made them denounce God, made them detach themselves from the people of God. Because when they are close to the people of God, they may lose. Or they may lose. I don't know what they are. What they were even thinking. Just SRC position. Just a whole position. Just make people say, "Oh, let me detach myself." When they became influential, small. That is where our next topic will come inside. The council. Or the counselors of kings and queens. Let's read something in Luke 19. The Bible says that when Jesus entered Jericho and passed through, a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him. Since Jesus was coming that way, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay in your house today." For he came down and welcomed him gladly. Welcome him gladly. Jesus did not say anything. Jesus did not do anything. What Jesus did was that he used celebrity visits. Just a celebrity visit. Jesus used his celebrity status to bring Zacchaeus into the kingdom. Bible scholar says that Zacchaeus became an apostle of God. And the guy took territories for God. Jesus did not preach plenty. Jesus did not preach plenty. Jesus did not talk plenty. Do you know something? The issue is that a truck driver can never see, oh God. Jesus just used celebrity visit to just read Zacchaeus. No long talk. Nothing. The issue is that a tractor driver, sorry to use that example, a tractor driver cannot meet the president of a nation to even speak to him. Talk less to evangelize to the person. It takes people of the same rank. It takes people of the same
influence or very close influence to be able to speak. There are times when someone just wants to look at your life, and your life speaks more to the person than the words you are going to speak. So if you tell me I should come to Christ, then I'll be a happy man. And you standing there, you are very sorrowful, you are very bitter. I'll say, hey, how can I come? Because what you are saying and your influence and your fame does not correlate. I am praying for somebody in the name of Jesus. I am praying for somebody. Let God make you influential. Be very influential. Be very influential. Be very influential. Before you can speak to some people, you must be influential. You must be very, very influential. Else you cannot. Else you cannot. Else you cannot. Oh, let God make us influential. The next generation of believers will be so much influential. The next generation of believers will be so much influential. We will not be afraid of power. We will not be afraid to address people in power, in political corridors. Because God will make us so influential in the name of Jesus. In wealth, you'll be influential. In access, you'll be influential. In the name of Jesus. The fame of us will also spread across, whereby we will be more popular than our political figures, even in the territory. Do you think that if in your country one man is more influential and very famous, do you think that that is why politicians wants to use musicians and pastors? Why? Because they know that they have fame. When they talk, people will listen. When they talk, people will listen. Imagine if one man rise up and become very influential, and a politician rise up. We can say to them that if they don't do good by our influence and by our fame, we will make the people vote them out. And if you begin to do those things, you would have correct officials in places. May we use our fame in the best of ways. May we use our fame in the best of ways. May we use our fame in the best of ways. And in the best of our abilities. In the name of Jesus. To the glory of God. The Father. Let's deal with the last thing for today. My favorite part. We are getting to the more dangerous places. The king's counselors. The king / the queen's counselors. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 24 verse 6, the Bible says, in a multitude of counselors, there is safety.
there is safety.
If God, if all that we have been saying, if all that we have been saying from the wealth of kings to the wisdom of kings to the dominance of kings and queens to the fame of kings and queens to the revelations of kings and queens, if all of this God raises you up, then you don't have counselors. You don't have counselors in your sphere. You will fail. Read my lips. I am saying you will fail. Even if you are the wisest person like Solomon, the difference between David and Solomon is that David was raised in multitude of counselors. The issue is that wisdom always brings you to a place of supremacy, and it places you at the edge of mistake and of good wisdom. Where wisdom will place you, there is a thin line between an excellent job and a mistake. If you are very wise, your decisions are very risky. If you are very wise, your decisions are very, very risky because you are very wise. Because you, my God, I don't know if people will understand this. Hey, Palu Ataya. But I pray for understanding for somebody. The issue is that wise people, their decisions are risky, even though they are wise. That is why the Bible says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Not just one counselor. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. The difference between David and Solomon is that David sought counsel. When God raised David to be there, David did not just become one person at the top, but David had people who would counsel him. David had Nathan the prophet. And I will teach you the different type of people you need as in your circle. David had, the Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 9 that there was a man called Gad, G-A-D, and the Bible called Gad David's seer. He was by the man Gad. There was another man called Nathan. The Bible says that Nathan was also a prophet who could come to David and tell David that there was a rich man. He had a lot of sheep, and there was one man. He had just few. Then the rich man killed this. That man was called Nathan. You remember that there was another man called Ahithophel. And the Bible says the counsel of Ahithophel was as if it has been inquired from the Lord. The Bible says that Ahithophel left the camp of David. It means that Ahithophel initially was with David. Then Ahithophel left David's camp, and because of the sin that David committed to Uriah, the grandson of Ahithophel, Ahithophel left the camp and went and be glued to Absalom. So just by mere demonstrations, we are seeing a lot of people, even though David was the king and was the most famous person who had ever lived in their time, he had multitudes of counselors in his terrain. Listen, you don't need to go and submit to any man. In our days, you can be counseled without the person even not knowing that he's counseling you. If you read people's book, it is a counsel. If you listen to people's tape, it is counsel. If you do this, if you listen to someone's message, it's a counsel. David learned through the ministry of Saul and saw that there was an acquaintance such as Prophet Samuel. And Prophet Samuel was in the courts of Saul. So God, this wisdom that David had, David also brought a lot of people around him. So David had even another person, he was called Zadok. Had Zadok, had Nathan, had Gad, had Ahithophel. All these people counseled him. Who are you taking counsel from? Who are you taking your counsel from? When you say, oh, they are not my friends, but you are always working with them. You are the one. They are the ones that you chat with. The Bible says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil communications corrupt good manners." You can be raised well, such as Solomon, but if you don't have somebody who counsels you in the ways of God, because God punishes every counselor. The issue is that, let me state it well. The voice that speaks to kings matter to God than any voice. Let me say it well. The voice that speaks to kings matters to God than anybody. Anybody in the king's court. That is why Ahithophel died like that. That is why Ahithophel died the way he died. Because the voice that speaks to kings are very, very crucial to God. The Bible says that even the big sister of Moses, when a time came that the big sister of Moses talked against the oil of God upon the life of his younger sibling. Even though he was older, even though he contributed to everything about Moses, even though he was the one who personally took Moses to the river of Nile and placed him on the river of Nile, even though he was the one who did that, when he spoke against, the Bible says she became leprous. But when Aaron spoke, nothing came to Aaron. Why? Because God had chosen Aaron to be the one to address the executive spiritual anointing upon the life of Moses. So your counsels is very important. Those who are talking to you is very crucial to God. If you don't have anybody who mentors you, who advises you, in our age, we have been raised to become very individualistic. Your counsel should be full of the issue. I've learned two things. That there are two voices that you need in your life. The two voices you need as a king is the voice of the prophet. The voice of the prophet and the voice of the aged. When I say the voice of the prophet, I am not talking about somebody who is just a prophet. Listen to me now. When I say the voice of the prophet, I'm not saying a main prophet, like a prophet, because these days, you know, when we even say prophet, we need to explain. Oh, God have mercy. At first, when you say prophet, it was a prestigious office filled with honor. But now, when you say prophet, we are afraid. Because the prophetic ministry has been so much infiltrated that when you are even called as a prophet, you are afraid to expose yourself that you are a prophet, because the orchestrations and the lashes that will come to you is so great. So you must hide it. You know, if you are someone who is very reasonable, you are hiding it. You don't want people to see, you don't want people to discover that God has called you into that office. You are hiding yourself. Why? Because the prophets themselves has been so much, they have polluted that office. May God raise a new generation to come and wipe away all this shame and all these things. The voice of the prophet, you must get a personal. The last time I shared it on my status, and people didn't really understand. I'm saying that you must get a voice of a prophet in your life. If you don't have, you are making a mistake. And the second group is that you must have the voice of the aged. The voice of the prophet and the voice of the aged. I will prove to you biblically that you need the voice of the prophet. That is why David had the voice of prophet around him. The issue is that when you say a prophet, what does the prophet does? Hosea 12:13 says that by a prophet the Lord God delivered Israel from Egypt, and by a prophet Israel was preserved. So when you say the voice of the prophet, the voice of the prophet is the deliverance voice and the preservative voice. There must be a voice that must deliver you when things are going all wrong. And there must be a voice that must preserve you. So there are times that you need somebody who can look you in the eye as Nathan, with all your power and with all your abilities, and tell you are wrong. The Bible said David fell to the ground. No wonder God said that David is the man after my own heart. The same David who was committing adultery, the same David who was murdering, that is the same person that God said David is the man after my own heart. Why? Because when the voice of the prophet came to him, even though he was more powerful and was more wealthier and was more positioned and had more honor and had more accolades credited to his name and had more prestige upon his name and had more all the things ascribed unto him, the Bible says that David fell to the ground. And as David fell to the ground, he wept, and then he tore his cloth. Why? Because the voice of God has been spoken through a prophet. You need a voice that can speak to you when you are wrong. A voice that can deliver and can preserve. A voice that can deliver and can preserve. The time came. The second voice that you need is the voice of the aged. The voice of the aged. A time came, a king lived. A king was called in 1 Kings 12. The king was called Rehoboam. Rehoboam came and Rehoboam lived. And the people of Israel came to Rehoboam and told Rehoboam that your father have put a heavy yoke on us. But now, lighten it up for us. Because the yoke is heavy. Then Rehoboam told them to go and come back for the next 3 days for the answer. The Bible says in verse 7 of 1 Kings 12 that Rehoboam went to the aged. When he went to the aged told him that he should lighten it. The elder says that, oh yes, you have consulted us. Just lighten the yoke for them. Then he left the elders. Then he went to his peers. The young men. And the young man said, no. These people, they are grown-ups. They are a cake. Your father has put a heavy yoke on us. But make it lighter. No. Tell them that your little finger is thicker than your father's waist. Tell them your little finger is thicker than your father's weight. If your father laid on them a heavy yoke, make it even heavier. If your father scorched them with ships, you just scorch them with scorpions. So he left and then he told them. As soon as he told them, the people gathered and they also said, let you make for ourselves a new king. They made a new king. And Rehoboam was taken out of office and Jeroboam came to power. Young men, young women, listen to me. Search the world. Get somebody who is older than you. And by force, befriend with the person. So that they can give you great counsel. If you look at your peers and those that you are coming with, and those that you are the same pedestal, you are not going anywhere. Moses had been serving and has been tired all this while. The Bible says that Moses can be the only judge. He will sit down and sit down and sit down. And will be judging every case that the Israelites brought. Then his father-in-law by the name of Jethro. And Jethro was the king from the Midians. So he came and he said that, I have observed you. You have been sitting down. You have been killing yourself. Just cut the service. Take the spirit upon yourself. No, just give some of the delegate some of the duties to some people. Delegate them so that you can also have free time. As soon as Jethro went, the Lord spoke to Moses, and the Lord said that he should pick the advice of Jethro. He's going to take the spirit which is upon himself and give it to 70 other elders, and these 70 other elders will rule. The voice of the aged. The voice of the aged. Intentionally, I have made it a must. Almost all my friends, all of them are older than me. I don't want having friends of my age. So by the mere fact that I move with certain people, people think I'm very old. When you walk with old people, they think about great things. When you walk with peers, they will think about, let's go and chill. Let's go and sit here. Let's go and do this. And that is what people want. If you do that, you would rather abdicate your throne as a king or a queen. Or your sphere of influence will be shattered and will be constricted and will be taken from you. Or your length of reign will be short. I pray in the name of Jesus that as God give you revelations and top it up with fame, may you have counselors in your midst to advise you, to judge you, to rebuke you when you go wrong. That is the only way you can rise. That is the only way you can rise. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Let's make a prayer. Let's make a prayer. Right now we want to pray. And our prayer is that, oh God, may you give me the eyes and the ears of understanding. In the name of Jesus, give me an ear that I understand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give me the eyes of understanding. My God and my Father. My God and my Father. Pray for influence. Pray for influence. That God will give you influence. That good fame of you will spread abroad. A good name is better than riches. May God give you good name. A good name is better than riches. Mantolobosha. Kolobosha. Munklobushi. Mandalabasataya. Yendolobose. In the name of Jesus. We are praying now. You are saying, oh God, dispatch to me a prophetic voice in my life. Give me someone who prophetically be a voice in my life. Who deliver and preserve me. Give me the agent. In the name of Jesus. 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 The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me give you one advice before we go. Don't assume that the mere fact that you are walking around the life of a prophetic voice, that person is a prophetic voice in your life. Consciously go and tell the person, I want to submit. The day you make it that formal. But before you choose, wait and pray about it. And let God lead you to the right person. To the right person. Because if you choose a bad one, your life will be miserable. Your life will be full of deceit. Your life will be full of deceit. If you choose a bad one. So what? You'll be your shirt coat, shirt tie. You'll be your journey pending Casabia and yes, O'Connor. Choose a prophetic voice in your life and understudy. Also, again, go to an agent and tell the agent, I want us to be friends, even though you are older than me. I want you to look at my life. Just go and get old people in the multitude of counselors. The Bible says there is safety. Don't assume that the mere fact that you are walking around a person. Nah. Make it official. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. In Jesus' name. Amen. So this dawn we'll meet. The time is 3 o'clock a.m. Powerful testimonies. Powerful testimonies. People who cannot talk well. Parents who cannot talk well. Who were not present. We prayed for them. By the grace of God. They are talking. To the glory of God.
We pray for people this morning. We pray for somebody with diabetes. To the glory of God. A great testimony have come. You will share them at our morning dew. You will share them at our morning dew. God is working. Don't be a sleeper. Don't be a sleeper. Be rosy. You don't come for morning dews. Don't be a sleeper. Don't be a sleeper. The Bible says, a little sleep, a little slumber. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. May the face of God shine upon you. And may God be gracious unto you. Now and forevermore. Amen.